I was able to be with the English Fellowship this previous Sunday.
上个主日我可以跟 英语团契一起聚集。
So, nice to be with you two weeks in a row.
很高兴两个礼拜跟你们在一起。
This morning I'd like to talk about a very practical subject.
今天早晨跟大家讲一个很实在的一个题目。
That sometimes we leave to the medical community to address.
通常我们是留给医疗的专业来看这个对这个问对付这个问题。
And that's fine for the medical community to address the issue.
医疗的人员来对付这些问题的时候是当然的事。
Sometimes we overlook the spiritual dynamic behind an issue.
但是我们对这个问题后面的属灵的动力有时候忽略了。
So we'd like to come back to a verse that you well know.
我们再回到我们很熟悉的一个经文。
In Philippians chapter 4.
在腓立比书的第四章。
As you know, the Apostle Paul is in prison.
我们都知道使徒保罗当时是在监牢里面。
And if anybody had a reason to be discouraged, it would have been him.
如果有谁能够很失望的话，应该是算是他。
In prison for preaching the gospel.
为着传福音被杀在监里。
The lack of support by many of his brethren.
他没有从弟兄当中得到很大的支援。
Although some of his closest did support him.
只有一些跟他很亲近的来支持他。
But there's a theme that runs through this book.
但是在这卷书里面有一个主题。
It's one of the pillars of Christianity.
是基督教一个很重要的一个柱石。
And that's joy.
就是喜乐。
And the enemy would do anything possible to be able to steal that joy from our life.
仇敌想尽办法把我们的喜乐从我们的生命中偷去。
And one of the ways that he does that, or tries to do that, is by throwing anxiety at us.
他其中一个方法就是把焦虑投在我们的生命里面。
As he closes the book in chapter 4,
当这卷 书结束在第四章的时候，
he exhorts us to stand fast.
就是那边劝勉我们要站立得稳，
to be unmovable.
就是不动摇，
unshakable.
不能不被动摇，
so that we are solid in our faith.
所以我们在我们的信心里面要坚固。
In verse 4 of chapter 4, he says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
在第四章的第四节里面说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
That joy is one of the pillars of Christianity.
这个喜乐就是基督教一个很这其中一个柱石。
It's one of the things that separates you from the people in the world.
这个把我们从世界所有其他的人分别出来。
More than just our belief in Christ.
不单单是我们对基督的信仰而已。
More than just embracing the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord.
不是接受我们接受主的死跟主的复活。
There's a deep-seated joy within us.
有一个很深的喜乐的种子在我们里面。
That the world cannot take away.
这个是世界不能把它夺去的。
Only if we don't let the world take it away.
只有我们不让这个世界把这个喜乐夺去。
So in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 it says be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God.
所以腓立比书四章的六节七节说 应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
第七节，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
You may have memorized this verse as a child.
可能你从小就把这句经文背下来。
Or memorized it when you were a new believer.
或是你在刚信主的时候把它记下来。
If you haven't, I urge you to do so.
如果你没有的话，我鼓励你把它记下来。
Let's take a look at this verse and break it down.
我们把这个这段经文分段来分析一下。
What does anxious mean?
这个焦虑是什么意思呢？
A dictionary definition is to experience worry, unease, or nervousness, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome.
焦虑的意思是感到担心、不安或紧张，通常是即将发生的事件或结果不确定的事情。
I'm sharing from personal experience this morning.
今天早晨我跟你分享一个个人的经历。
Because one of the things that my wife and I have had to battle is anxiety.
因为我跟我的太太所一个有困难的一件事情就是焦虑这件事情。
If you have ever been threatened with a lawsuit,
如果你曾经被告的话，
it's easy to become anxious.
你有这个威胁的话，如果你就很容易焦虑。
Did I do that right?
我做的对吗？
Did I make a mistake?
我有没有做错呢？
Was it my fault?
是不是我的错呢？
Was it the other person's fault?
或是对方的错呢？
What will be the outcome?
这个结果会怎么样呢？
All of these questions.
所以所有这些问题。
Last week, my wife and I went to visit the 9/11 memorial in Lower Manhattan.
上个礼拜我太太跟我一起去看那个沙城那个911的纪念馆。
And it brought backmany memories of when that happened.
就把很多当时发生的事情的记忆都带回来，拿回来了。
But I remember the first time that I had to cross the George Washington Bridge after 9/11.
我记得还在911过了以后，过了条华盛顿桥。
And the thought was, if that's what they did.To the Twin Towers, what did they do to the bridges in New York City?
我的想象是，如果当时他们坐在这个双塔的事情，坐在这个纽约的桥上面。
The mind can entertain those kinds of thoughts.
我的思潮就一直在想到这些失恋这个想法。
We have a visual illustration of what already happened.
把以往所发生的事做一个解释。
So the first time that I preached in New Jersey after 9/11,
所以911之后我第一趟去New Jersey 那边去讲道。
I was anxious.
我就有点焦虑。
About crossing the bridge.
我过桥的时候造成我的忧虑。
Does that make sense?
你觉得这是合理吗？
Yeah. A few weeks ago, when I crossed the bridge, I wasn't anxious.
几个礼拜前我过桥的时候我没有焦虑。
It wasn't a problem.
这没有问题。
But right after 9/11.
但是911刚过的之后，
I found it challenging.
我觉得这个蛮有挑战的。
Anxiety is something that we face on a daily basis.
因为这个焦虑我们每天都碰到。
but it doesn't have to become part of our life.
但是这个却不应该成为我们生活的一部分。
God has given us the ability to reject anxiety.
因为神已经给我们有能力来拒绝这些焦虑。
And be in a place where our life is joyful.
把我们放在一个地方，我们生活应该是喜乐的。
From prison, Paul writes, "Be anxious for nothing."
在监牢里面，保罗写，应当一无挂虑。
Nothing means no thing.
一无就是连一个也没有。
The Greek word means not even one.
就是没有，一个都没有。
Zero.
是零。
Nothing.
什么都没有。
There is absolutely no biblical reason.
完全没有圣经的根据原因。
That we would allow ourselves to become anxious.
没有什么原因要让我们成为有焦虑的情形。
No condemnation if you face anxiety.
我们面对焦虑的时候，我们不被定罪。
But anxiety immobilizes people.
但是焦虑令人能力双失去能力。
It steals their joy.
把他们的喜乐夺去。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication.
应当一无挂虑，但是凡事借着祷告。
The antidote to anxiety is worship.
焦虑的解救方法是靠接着敬拜。
Prayer is worship.
祷告就是敬拜。
Supplication is worship.
祈求也是敬拜。
To be honest with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm anxious about crossing the bridge.
如果你对主诚恳地说，我过桥，我实在觉得有焦虑。
To pour out your heart.To him,
把你的心情向他倾诉。
To be honest with God with what's in your heart.
对于你的心里面的情形向神坦然。
And in that prayer, the first thing that we begin with is thanksgiving.
因为我们在这个祷告里面，首先就是我们的感谢感恩。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我感谢你。
That you brought me this far.
你把我带到这个地步。
I thank you for that you have provided thus far.
感谢你到现在你还一直供应给我。
Lord, I thank you. You have a purpose for my life.
主，我感谢你，你在我生命里面有一个旨意。
And you're not going to let me die until that purpose is accomplished.
你不要还这个旨意还没完成以前就把我接去。
Lord, you're not going to let me die prematurely.
你不要把我还没到时候这时候就死去。
You have numbered my days.
你已经把我的日子算好了。
You knew me in my mother's womb.
你在我母腹里面已经认识我。
And I'm not going to die prematurely.
我不要在还没到时候的时候就去世。
That's truth.
这个是真理。
And so in that prayer and that supplication, we begin in a time of worship with thanksgiving.
所以在这个祈求祷告的时候，我们就是接着感恩感谢。
Saying, Lord, this is what I need.
我们说主啊，这个是我所需要的。
I appreciate the Apostle Paul's honesty and transparency.
我们很欣赏使徒保罗的诚恳和透明度。
He's honest with the Lord.
他是对主是坦然的。
He's not negative.
他不是负面的。
He's not depressed.
他没有受到压抑。
But he's honest with the Lord.
他对主忠诚。
So then it has this phrase, the peace of God.
这里有一句说是神的平安。
How do we obtain the peace of God?
我们怎么样得到神的平安呢?
There's a typical Greek word that is used for peace.
有一个在平安在希腊文里面特别怎样用的。
This is not the usual word.
这个不是平常的字句。
The Apostle Paul uses a different Greek word to describe to illustrate the peace of God.
使徒保罗用一个特别的希腊字来形容这个神的平安。
When he uses the phrase in this passage, he uses a Greek word that means to join.
他用这个希腊字来形容神的平安的时候，是用这个字是说，意思说是加入。
That the peace of God that we obtain comes from us joining ourselves to Him.
因为我们从神来的喜乐是来自我们跟加入到神里面。
It's not a peace that is manufactured.
不是产生出来的喜乐。
It's not a peace by making everything out there quiet.
不是把其他的 其他东西都安静下来的那种喜乐。
It's a peace that comes by connecting to the Holy Spirit who resides within each one of us.
来自我们要连于住在我们里面的圣灵的所来的喜乐。
Does that make sense?
这个合理吗?
Does the Holy Spirit live inside of you?
圣灵是不是住在你里面呢?
It should be a confident yes.
这个应该很有信心的是。
Yes, he does.
是的,他的是住在我们里面。
And rather than depending on the flesh for the peace,
我们不要靠着我们的肉体得到的平安。
We go straight to the Spirit of God who lives within us.
我们直接来到住在我们里面的圣灵那里。
That the peace of God lives within you.
因为神的平安是住在你里面。
And it's from connecting with Him who lives inside you that the peace of God comes.
所以我们能够连 连上哪一位住在我们里面的话 我们神的平安就来了。
See, we're looking for an answer out there somewhere.
所以我们从外面去找答案。
But the answer is right inside you.
但是答案是就在你的里面。
And it comes from connecting to Him.
这个喜乐是来自我们与他的连结。
Taking your burden and say, Lord, here's my burden.
把你的担子来到主面前说，主啊，这个是我的担子。
Here's my fear.
这个是我的惧怕。
It's the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
这个神的平安是出人意外的平安。
The Greek word means to hold oneself above.
希腊字是超过自我所有。
And understanding is the intellect.
超过所有的理解，这是我们的智力。
In other words, it surpasses or goes beyond the intellect.
就是超越我们自我的理解，是智力。
My intellect told me that there was possible danger crossing the George Washington Bridge.
我自己的记忆告诉我，过这条华盛顿桥可能有危险。
But when I connect to God Himself, when I join myself to God Himself,
但是当我把自己连上神的话。
It's a peace that goes beyond my intellect.
这个平安，神的平安是超过我的智力的。
How can you be so peaceful in a time of tumultuous of turmoil?
在一个很乱的 混乱的情形里面，你怎么可能有平安呢？
You see, the moment we lose the peace of God is the moment we become vulnerable to anxiety.
就是当你失去神的平安的时候，就是你容易焦虑的时刻。
Let me say that again.
我再说。
The moment you lose the peace of God is the moment you become vulnerable to anxiety.
就是当你失去神的平安的时候，就是你容易焦虑的时刻。
That's why we need to fight to maintain the peace of God.
所以我们要争取，要维持神的平安在我们里面。
This is a battle.
这个是一个征战。
And I'll show you in a few minutes why it's a battle.
等一下我给你看为什么这个是一个征战。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 12.
好，我们来到箴言十二章。
Verse 25.
25节。
It says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad.
所以说人心忧虑屈而不生，一句良言使心欢乐。
Different translations have different words there, but anxiety causes depression.
有不同的翻译，就是说人心忧虑导致抑郁。
But depression, the Hebrew word that's used there for depression in Hebrews is not just a indentation.
在希伯来文里面这的抑郁不是说一个低沉。
It's a Hebrew word that means to lie prostrate.
在希伯来文里面是说到是俯伏。
To be flat.
平平的俯伏在地。
Now, do you see the picture?
你看到这个图画吗？
The Hebrew words that is used for worship also means to be flat.
在希伯来文里面说敬拜是平平的俯伏在地。
Think about the days of the kings.
就是在列王的时代。
And in the days of the king, you couldn't just walk into the king's presence.
在列王时代，你不能随便的进到王的同在面前。
You had to kneel.
你要跪下来。
Or bow.
你就要叩头。
Or even lie prostrate.
也可能要俯伏在地。
And with the king's permission, you could get up and proceed.
王许可了，你可以起来。
It's the same image when we enter the presence of God.
就是同一个图画门，我们看见就是我们进到神面前的时候。
So, in authentic worship, whether we're doing that physically or not is not the issue.
在真正的敬拜里面。你是不是要俯伏的话这个不是问题。
In the worship time this morning, none of us laid flat on the floor.
今天早晨我们敬拜的时候，我们没有一个是俯伏在地的。
But it's a picture of our heart as we come into the presence of the Lord, that our heart is honoring the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是当我们来到神面前，我们的心里面就是要好像敬拜一个万王之王一样，我们要心里面俯伏敬拜。
But Solomon uses this same kind of word for worship for depression.
但是所罗门用同样这个敬拜这个字来形容这个抑郁。
What is the difference?
有什么不同呢？
Anxiety leads to depression.
因为焦虑导致抑郁。
Depression is the opposite of worship.
抑郁是敬拜的一个 双反语。
It's the opposite.
是一个双反语。
Do you see the picture?
是你看到这个图画吗？
You have to catch the picture.
然后你要看见这个图画。
Picture worshiping the Lord, and your heart is prostrate on the floor.
所以在我们的心里面，这敬拜就是俯伏在地。
And the king invites you into his presence.
当王邀请到你到他前面的时候，面前的时候。
Depression is also laying flat.
抑郁也是俯伏，也是平平的在地上。
But it's laying flat because of burden, because of weight.
但是这个是因为重担担子的缘故，所以俯伏。
The person is laying flat because they're weighed down with heaviness.
因为担子的时候，这个人在那边俯伏。
I want you to catch the picture.
你有没有看见这个图画？
Depression is the opposite of worship.
抑郁是敬拜的相反。
And the reason it's a spiritual attack is because when the enemy throws anxiety at you, he knows it leads to depression.
为什么这个叫属灵的攻击呢？因为当仇敌把焦虑扎给你的话，结果会造成抑郁。
And it steals the worship right out of your heart.
就把你心里面的敬拜偷掉。
Does that make sense?
这个合理吗？
Can you see why this is a battle?
你看见这个是一个征战吗？
In Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing.
在腓立比书四章六节，
but in
不要一无挂虑。
But in everything by prayer and supplication.
凡事只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
What is the Apostle Paul's antidote for anxiety?
所以使徒保罗对焦虑的一个解救是什么呢？
He gives an illustration of worship.
他把这个敬拜的这个做一个描述。
As the antidote to anxiety.
就是焦虑的一个解药。
Do you see the difference?
你看见那个分别吗？
Anxiety leads to depression. Depression steals the worship out of your heart.
因为焦虑造成抑郁。然后抑郁会把敬拜从你心里面，从你心中夺去。
The reason that depression is such a big deal.
为什么抑郁是那么一件相当重要的事情
？Is because sometimes depression leads to suicide.
因为抑郁会造成会自杀。
When a person is being crushed under the weight of depression,
当一个人被抑郁的重担压在心上，
sometimes they simply give up and take their own life.
所以有时候到一个地步，他们就放弃了，就夺去自己的生命。
Almost 30 years ago, the first funeral that I had to officiate.Was a suicide.
30年前我主持一个丧礼，这个人的去世就是因为自杀的缘故。
A single parent.
是个单亲。
In their late 30s, early 40s.
是快要40岁。
Gave up.
就是放弃了。
And when I asked the Lord, what do I speak on at the memorial service?
当这个追思聚会的时候，我就问主，我在追思聚会应该说什么呢？
I said, Lord, this person fell so many times.
我跟主说这个人跌倒很多次。
The Lord said to me, preach about how many times they got up.
主告诉我你要传信息，就是说传有他有多少次他是站起来的。
And it helped me to see the heart of God in His mercy towards His people.
就是给我看见神的心，他的对他的子民的怜悯。
But anxiety and depression doesn't have to happen.
但是焦虑跟抑郁是不应该一定发生的。
In the church where I serve in Manhattan,
在我在城里面所侍奉的一个教会。
Frequently we have people coming to us who are depressed.
我们常常有人他是有抑郁的来到我们面前。
My personal observation.
我个人的观察
is that 90% of those who come to us that are depressed have a spiritual issue.
那些来到我们面前 90% 有就是有忧郁的情形的 90% 都是因为有属灵的问题。
And we pray for them as it is a spiritual issue.
所以我们就是因为就着这个属灵的问题来为他们祷告。
Only a few need the medication.
只有很少数的需要吃药。
We have to ask the Lord which is which.
我们要求问主说应该是怎么哪一样。
But I want to share with you this morning, my conviction is that the bulk of people suffering from depression are fighting a spiritual battle.
但是我很重的说大部分那些有为着抑郁的问题来挣扎的是主要是因为属灵的问题。
But they don't have to live with that.
但是他们不应该活着在这个情形底下。
I was sharing this message in another church, and after the message, a lady came to me.
我在别的教会分享同样的信息，之后就有一个女士来到我的面前。
And the tears were streaming down her face.
她的满面都是泪痕。
And her best friend of 40 years.
这是40年的朋友。
Had just committed suicide.
他的那个朋友十年的朋友刚刚自杀了。
And she said, "Thank you for talking about this in the church."
他说感谢你在教会里面说这样的题目。
We need to have the freedom to be able to say help.
我们应该有这个自由说我们说求向主求救。就是救我。
And to have an atmosphere of love and encouragement that if you are struggling with anxiety or depression, that you can say, you can have the freedom to say, help.
所以当人在因着焦虑跟抑郁受苦的时候，应该有这个求救的自由。
You're not alone.
因为你不是单独的。
I have wrestled with anxiety many times.
我自己也跟焦虑来征战。
Especially if I thought I was in trouble.
尤其是我以为我感就是想到我是有问题的时候。
I'd like to give you a biblical principle.
我想给大家一个圣经的原则。
That is, anxiety attacks the very areas that the armor of God is designed to protect.
就是焦虑攻击神所赐的军装所设计要保护的地方。
Do you see the connection?
你看见这个连接吗？
This is a spiritual battle.
这个是一个属灵的征战。
But God gave us the armor of God for a reason.
因为神给我们那个神的军装是有原因的。
Do you put it on?
你有没有穿上呢?
Or is it just a nice verse in Ephesians?
而是你觉得这是在以弗所书里面一个很好的经文。
We're exhorted to put on the armor of God.
因为我们被劝勉要穿上神的军装。
Anxiety attacks the very areas that the armor of God is designed to protect.
就是焦虑，就是特别要攻击神的军装所设计要保护的地方。
Let's take the helmet of salvation.
我们来看那个救恩的头盔。
What is that about?
是什么呢?
I take the helmet of salvation and I put it on.
我把那个救恩的头盔戴上。
It's meant to protect my mind.
这个是要来保护我的思想的。
But more than protect my mind, it helps me to discern where the thoughts are coming from.
不但是保护我的思想，而且我能够发觉这个思想是从哪里来的。
I have many illustrations that I can share with you about brothers and sisters who did not discern where their thoughts were coming from.
我有很多例子跟你可以跟你说明，很多弟兄姐妹没有察觉力，能够看见他们的思想是从哪里来的。
But I'm not free to share them with you.
因为我没有跟你分享那个自由。
Because it's private to that person.
因为是那个人的隐私。
But when a person comes to my wife and I and has been struggling with anxiety and depression,
当这些有焦虑跟抑郁问题的人来到我跟我的太太面前的时候,
one of the first things we talk about is the helmet of salvation.
所有我们谈的是第一项，我们就是说到那个救恩的头盔。
And ask them, do you know where these thoughts are coming from?
我就是第一个问题就是问你知不知道这些思想是从哪里来的。
Tell me your thoughts.
你把你的意念告诉我。
What are the thoughts going through your mind?
你的意念是怎么在你的头脑里面。
Oh, I'm not worthy.
我觉得我不配。
Which is true.
这个是对。
But God made us worthy at the cross.
但是这个十字架神叫我们配。
I'm a failure.
我是完全是一个失败。
I don't measure up.
我够不上。
I'm not perfect.
我不完全。
My wife knows I'm not perfect.
我太太知道我不完全。
I know I'm not perfect.
我知道我不完全。
But Jesus is perfect.
但是主耶稣是完全的。
He is my perfection.
他就是我的完全。
But in all of these thoughts about you'll never amount to anything,
这些够不上的思想。
Your business is going to fail.
你的生意会失败。
Your employees are going to leave you.
你的员工会放弃你。
Where are these thoughts coming from?
这些思想从哪里来的呢?
In most of our counseling, we find that the person assumes that the thought is coming from them.
这些咨询里面常常他们以为是这些思想是从他们自己来的。
And that's where the deception is.
这个是他们的观念。
Those are not their thoughts.
但是这个不是他们的思想。
Those are the enemy's thoughts.
这个是从仇敌来的思想。
And put the thoughts, the enemy put the thoughts in the other person's mind and deceive them to think that it was coming from themselves.
仇敌就是 把这个思想种在你的头脑里面，让你感觉是从自己来的。
What are God's thoughts towards you?
神对你的意念是怎么呢？
That you're His child.
你就是他的儿女。
That you are loved.
你是蒙爱的。
When the Father said to the Son, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
当父跟子说，你是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
We say, "Oh, the Father said that because the Son was perfect."
你说，父怎样说，是因为子是完全的。
That's not true.
这个不对。
The Father said that because of the relationship the Son had with the Father.
父怎样说，是因为子跟父的关系。
The Father said it on the basis of relationship, not on the basis of ministry performance.
神所说的根据是根据关系，或是根据他的服事。
The Father loves you whether you pass or fail.
不是，就算你是好的不好的，或是你能够过的，或是失败的，父也爱你。
Are you able to discern where your thoughts come from?
你能够察觉你的思想是从哪里来的呢？
The scripture says, "Tear down vain imaginations."
就是把那个想象那个想象挪去。
We're to tear them down.
要把它拆掉。
We can only do that if we recognize them.
我们能够认识到它是什么的，我们才能够做。
But when we put on the helmet of salvation,
但是当我们戴上救恩的头盔，
and we make a separation between our thoughts, God's thoughts, and the enemy's thoughts.
把我们的思想神的思想跟仇敌的思想分开。
And we reject the enemy's thoughts.
我们把神仇敌的思想拒绝。
And we take our thoughts and submit them to the Father.
我们将我们的意念服在神的面前。
And receive His thoughts towards us.
你要接受他的意念在我们的里面。
We can shut out anxiety.
所以我们就把焦虑赶出去。
See, as I was crossing that George Washington Bridge after 9/11.
所以我911以后过那个华盛顿桥的时候。
I had to say, "God, you have a purpose for my life."
我跟神说，你在我的生命有一个旨意。
And I will not die prematurely.
我不会还没到满足时间满足就过去。
The breastplate of righteousness.
公义的护心镜。
Protects the heart.
是保护我们的心。
When we stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ.
当我们站在主耶稣的公义里面。
But yet the enemy would try to throw arrows at us.
但是仇敌会射那个箭。
And bring,
射箭，上门射箭。
And bring condemnation.
要会控告我们。
But when we walk in the righteousness of Christ.
但是当我们行在基督的义里面。
Our heart is protected.
我们的心受到保障。
And anxiety cannot touch us.
焦虑就不能动我们。
So one of the questions we need to ask.
所以有一个问题我们要问。
When you become anxious.
当你开始有焦虑的时候。
Is how did it get past the armor?
你要看它怎么透过那个军装。
You follow what I'm saying?
你看见吗？
if you find yourself being anxious about an event, something coming up, something especially in the future,
当你对一件事情或是要来的事情开始有焦虑的时候，
How did it get past the armor?
这个是怎么样透过那个军装的呢？
Because God gave us the armor to protect us, and one of the things it protects us from is anxiety.
因为神给我们那个军装保护我们，就是要保护我们从外面来的焦虑。
The belt of truth.
然后是真理的束腰带子。袋子
protects our worldview.
是保护我们的世界观。
The shoes of the gospel of peace.
这个平安福音的鞋。
Have you ever become anxious about sharing the gospel with someone?
所以当你要与人分享福音的时候，你有没有觉得有焦虑感呢？
Shield of faith and the sword of the spirit.
你要不要信德的藤牌呢？
All designed to protect us.
这个全都是为了保护我们来设计的。
I came across an illustration.
我看过一个说明。
And I learned something new.
我学到一些新东西。
I have not been in Chinese class for years.
我很多年没有学过中文了。
If someone asks me if I speak Chinese,
如果有人问我讲不讲中文，
I have to say I know 10 sentences very well.
我就是说我有十句我是很熟的。
But I discovered something interesting a few days ago.
但是几天前我发觉一点很有趣的事情。
That the traditional Chinese character for depressed,
抑郁的中文有一个说法，
郁闷
是郁闷。
Right, this is as big as my printer would print the character.
这个中文是郁闷。
Okay.But I discovered something about the second character.
我就是发觉第二个字有些特别的意义。
And most of you already know this, but this is more for the English group.
你们大部分都知道这个闷字什么意思由来的，但是英文的可能不懂。
Is that the men is actually the character for the heart.
中间就是这个心。
Behind a door.
在门的后面。心在门的后面，就闷。
When a person is depressed,
当一个人有抑郁的时候，郁闷。
The character from Yumen illustrates to us that the heart is trapped behind a door.
当一个人有郁闷的时候，就给我们看见。他的心被锁在门后面。
How do you open the door?
你怎么样开把门开呢？
With prayer and supplication.
就是要接着祷告祈求。
What's prayer and supplication?
什么祷告祈求呢？
It's worship.
就是敬拜。
Which brings a person from artificial worship.
就是把一个人从人为的敬拜里面。
Artificial worship is when the person is depressed because of weight.
一个人为的敬拜就是一个人抑郁郁闷，就是因为有重担。
And brings them from artificial worship back into authentic worship.
从人为的敬拜里面出来，进到真的敬拜里面。
Lifting that burden.Off from their shoulders.
把那个重担从他的肩头里面提起来。
When we counsel a person who comes in with depression, we say, "Tell us your thoughts."
当我们为着那些有抑郁的人有些辅导的时候。
And we help them discern where those thoughts are coming from.
我们就是帮助他们发觉这些 思潮是从哪里来的?
And many times when they can't pray for themselves, we come alongside and pray for them.
有时候他们不能为自己祷告的时候, 我们就是来到他旁边, 与他一同祷告, 为他祷告。
And our goal is to release the heart from behind the door.
我们就是的目的就是要把他的心 从门的后面释放出来
with prayer and supplication to open the door
就是接着祷告祈求把这个门打开
and say heart come out in Jesus name
就是奉主耶稣的名心出来
you don't have to live like this
你不需要这样活下去
you don't have to suffer like this
你不需要为这个受苦
he died for you
因为主为你死
he rose for you
他为你活
You have the ability to walk in resurrection life.
你有能力在复活的生命来行走。
Joy is part of the hallmark of the kingdom of God.
喜乐是一个神的国度一个标志。
Joy is part of your inheritance from the Lord.
这个喜乐就是你从主来的一个承受的产业
but we need an atmosphere
我们需要一个环境
where we can go to another brother or sister
我们能够来到另外一个弟兄姐妹
and say
能够说
I need help
我需要帮忙
I'm being crushed under the weight
因为我被重担压下去
I can't handle this alone
我自己一个人不能应付
and to have an atmosphere of supernatural love
应该有一个超然的爱的一个环境里面
the Father's love
父的爱
where we can come to each other and say I need help
能够来到我们每一个人能够让我们说 我需要帮助
and that we make sure that we lay down our judgment
所以我们要把我们的判决放下
that we don't say oh you should be a strong brother and sister
不能对他说你是个坚强的弟兄或是姐妹
it doesn't help to tell people the obvious
因为你把这个明显的说出来没有帮助
I know we're supposed to be strong brothers and sisters
我们知道我们是应当是坚强的
but there's times when we need help
但是有时候是我们实在是需要帮助的
and to reach out to another brother or sister
我们能够把这个带到其他的弟兄姐妹跟前
I wish I could give you more illustrations.
我何等愿意能够给你多一点说明。
Illustrations that make me want to cry.
因为说明能够让我哭泣。
Because a person suffered from depression needlessly.
因为很多受这个抑郁的苦的人，实在是受一些。不应该受的
They didn't have to
这个不应该不需要的
And there's no condemnation if you are suffering
如果你受这个苦的话 这个没有定罪
But I want you to know that in the love of Jesus Christ help is available
但是我要告诉你 在主耶稣基督的爱里面 是你要的帮助是可有的
So those of us that if someone comes to us how do we handle that?
所以如果有人有这个问题来到我们的跟前 我们怎么样来应付呢?
The first thing is to lay down the judgment
首先是要把你自己的判决放下
Don't judge that person please
不要论断这个人
You don't know their circumstances
因为你不知道他的实在情况
We haven't walked in their shoes
我们要站在他的地位上
We don't know everything about their past.
我们也不知道他过去怎么样。
Just lay down the judgment.
就把我们的的论断放下。
Secondly, is to ask the Lord for His compassion for that person.
然后第二件事就是求主的怜悯在他的身上。
Not sympathy.
不是可怜。
But the Lord's compassion.
却是主的怜悯。
Remember when the Lord looked over Jerusalem and wept?
你记不记得在主看着耶路撒冷的时候他哭泣。
That was his heart of compassion for his people.
因为这是他对他的子民的怜悯的心。
Ask the Lord for his compassion for that person.
求主自己的怜悯在这个人的身上。
Thirdly is to ask the Lord, how should I pray for this person?
然后第三是求问主怎么来为这个人来祷告。
Lord, you know this person forwards and backwards.
就是主啊，你知道这个人怎么从头到末了。
You know everything that they've been through.
他所经历过的经过的。
You know what they need right now.
你知道他所需要的。
And Lord, I ask that you would put it in my heart exactly how to pray for this person.
求主把怎么为这个人祷告放在我的心里面。
How I can join my shield of faith with their shield of faith to make a barrier of protection.
怎么让我信心的盾牌跟他的信心的盾牌连在一起，你要保护，一起保有保障。
And let his compassion flow through you to that person.
让主的怜悯经过你来进到这个人受帮助的人里面。
Now, what if they feel better?
当他感觉好一点。
We say, praise the Lord.
我们就赞美主。
But we're not finished.
但是这个还没完。
We're not finished until they can handle the battle on their own.
我们直到他还能够自己对这个征战能够应付的时候，我们还没完全的完毕。
Don't expect it to be a one-time prayer.
不要期待这个只是一趟的祷告。
You may need to pray with them 3 times, 4 times, 5 times.
可能你要跟他一起祷告，为他祷告3次、4次、5次。
To see them walk out of this valley.
你看到他从这个低谷里面走出来
and back into the place where they know that they are loved unconditionally.
让他们到一个地步，他们看见他们自己是被神蒙爱，是无条件的爱。
This is a message that the Lord brought to me several months ago.
这个是几个月前主给我的信息。
It was the weekend of the first of 3 hurricanes.
就是三个那个飓风前的一个周末的时候。
There are many people still suffering without homes, without electricity.
还有很多人在没有家没有电的底下受苦。
Some are living.With tremendous anxiety.
有很多人住在活在一个极度焦虑的情况底下。
Of what will happen in the future.
他们担忧以后将来怎么事情。
We don't have to live there.
我们不要活在那里。
If the Apostle Paul can write from prison, be anxious for nothing.
如果使徒保罗能够从监狱里面写的说应当一无挂虑。
Then we have no reason to be anxious.
我们就没有什么原因可以去忧虑。
And if we are,
如果我们有的话
ask the Lord a question.
要问主一个问题。
How did this anxiety get past
the armor.
这个焦虑是怎么样透过那个军装进来的呢？
Does that make sense?
这个合理吗？
Is this practical?
这个是实在吗？
Maybe today is more like a workshop.
今天可能只是一个实习而已。
But my heart's desire is to see us walk victoriously regardless of what happens out there.
但是我的心里一个希望就是不管外面发生什么事，就是我们在要在得胜，走在得胜的路上。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you died that we might live the abundant life.
主，我们感谢你，因为你的死，我们能够活着更丰盛的生命。
Lord, we recognize that we are up against an enemy.
主，我们认识到我们是与仇敌对抗。
Who wants to kill and steal and destroy?
仇敌是要杀害偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
But Lord, you made provision at the cross of Calvary.
但是主，你在哥哥他上已经做成那个救恩。
Of all of the tools that we need to live a victorious life.
你已经供应我们一切所需，要过一个得胜的生活。
Lord, we thank you for brothers and sisters in the body.
主，我们感谢你为这身体里面的每一个弟兄姐妹。
Who are willing to stand with us until we see that victory.
能够与我们一同站立得稳。直到得胜的日子。
Lord, we thank you for your unconditional love.
主，我们感谢你没有条件的爱。
We thank you for your hope.
感谢你给我们盼望。
And we thank you for the faith that we need to live in the last days.
主，感谢你给我们信心，能够活在这个末后的日子里面。
Thank you, Lord, for your provision.
感谢主给你一切的供应。
Thank you, Lord, that you will bring us through to your plans and your purposes.
主，你要把我们带到你的计划里面，你的旨意的里面。
Thank you, Lord, because you won the victory at the cross.
主，因为你在十字架上已经得胜。
We can live victorious.
我们能够活着得胜的生活。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. 相信每一个人都会。